Hi there, it is lesson five, and we're talking about magical protection today. What's the difference between internal protection and external protection? Well, there's some things internally that you should be doing to make sure that your emotional and your mental health is okay. We do that all the time. We monitor the things that we watch on TV and we listen to our intuition. If you're someone who doesn't like scary movies or if you don't enjoy watching the news, then you move away from those things because you know that it affects you emotionally and mentally. External protection is when we're really focused on the things happening outside of our body. So we want to make sure that our property is safe, our house is safe. We want to make sure that our vehicles are safe and our animals and our kids are safe. Some people have alarms. Some people have security cameras. Some people have watchdogs, whatever it is that helps you feel protected in this lifetime. But how can you recognize when you're being psychically attacked by someone else and your space around you? There's the given things. Obviously, there's the things that you should be doing every day: cleansing, smudging, grounding, salting your home, smudging your home. But when someone has really fixated on you and they are so angry with you that they want to make sure that you continue to live a life of suffering and pain, that is psychic attack. The first way to know if it's happening to you is if certain friends or people in your life come to you with what somebody said. So let's say you work in an office where there's a lot of people and you show up to work and Sally comes and says, "Hey, I'm just letting you know, I heard so-and-so and so-and-so talking about you at the water cooler." Okay, you decide, let it go. It's none of my business what those people think of me. Then the day continues on and you hear someone else say, "Hey, just so you know, I heard that so-and-so and so-and-so were doing this and this and this, and they were talking bad about you." And then maybe you decide to let that go. And then 3 or 4 days later, you come in and your boss says to you, "Hey, just so you know, your colleague, Sally, let's say, decided that she might be able to write a better article than you. So she presented her article because you haven't presented yours yet." That's someone directly looking to take your job or your spot. The difference between someone just lightly talking about you at the water cooler and then it amping up to actually being a psychic attack is the level that it goes to. I understand psychic attack because I've had that at a very big level. Listen, there's nothing wrong with people voicing their thoughts and their feelings about how they feel about you. But the world now in 2023 has really decided that social media is its platform for being judge, jury, and executioner. The problem with that is that you can make a post talking about, I don't know, let's say the ice cream business down the street and how they have horrible staff and they have, you know, a dirty facility and the people that work there are this and that. When you place something out onto the internet, all the trolls and the sludge from the bottom, because they feed off of negativity, will be pulled into it. And before you know, you'll have people that are actually threatening the staff that work at the ice cream place, waiting outside to attack them or hurt them. They will be smashing eggs against their window. And you might be thinking, "Oh my gosh, that wasn't my intention at all. I just wanted to draw attention to the poor service that I got at the ice cream place." So how do we find a balance between saying, "Hey, I didn't have a good experience at that ice cream place," and not trolling the bottom of the troll bridge and pulling up everything so that this becomes a full-fledged psychic attack? Well, I've only been on the one side, which is where the ice cream place is. And for those people, I would tell them to not give up, to smudge, to cleanse, to make the changes internally that they needed to, and to continue to hold their head high and keep doing what they're doing. And I guess what I would say to the people that made the post is, know when it's enough. Know when you have instrumented a change and then let go and move past it. And maybe bring peace to the situation and go back to the ice cream parlor and order yourself an ice cream and see if it's a different experience for you now. Because when you call people to change and they do, then you should reward them for that. How to protect yourself and how to protect your space? That's a great question and one I'm going to tell you. Again, smudge, salt, there's all these obvious things and these things that you know. But what else can you be doing? Take a minute and think about it. Good job. Now I've had a drink of my water and I'm going to tell you. Exactly. Water, grounding, healing, praying, nature, beauty, herbs, all the magical protection that you know to do and that you do really well. The other thing is when you're being psychically attacked by someone, don't speak their name. Don't give them any energy. Don't think about them. Don't acknowledge them. That's something I learned from my great grandmother. She used to tell me, never give the devil a name. And if you never give the devil a name, then you never give it a seat at your table. And so those people that are attacking you, I don't want to say they're devils because they're human beings too, but don't give them a seat at your table. And if it's on social media, block and delete and remove. And if it's in your life, don't speak about them. Don't give them a place in your energy or in your bubble. Let them go with love and send them back everything that they're sending to you with love and release it. That's the most important thing. But I think when it comes to internal and external protection, most witches know exactly what to do and how to protect their space. But psychic attack is a whole nother level, and I hope that you never have to experience that in your lifetime. But if you do, you have to call in the big guns. You have to get serious about protection, about healing. You have to make your spells surrounding that. You have to surround your house in onyx and your property with salt. You have to move away from people like this. You have to step away. That ice cream shop, it needed to lay down some protection spells like you wouldn't believe. And never give up. Don't let anyone push you into a corner. I think that was from Dirty Dancing. But anyway, you get what I'm saying. Stand tall, stay proud, and know that you can get through anything that you need to. The only way through is by going forward and keeping love, peace, and joy with you at all times.